Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we've got another episode in our running series on plastics. You probably already know that plastic causes issues when we're done with it, littering beaches, roadsides, and even our own bodies. But its origin story is just as problematic, and the fossil fuel industry plays a big part in it. We had Yannick Schaller and Leo Nakami from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So how are oil and gas connected to plastics?
We spoke with Professor Sherry Mason to find out. She teaches at Gannon University in Erie, Pennsylvania.
I moved here in summer of 2018, and as I was moving here, everybody was talking to me about, well, what about the Shell plant?
Sherry is talking about the Beaver County Shell Petrochemical Facility. It's just north of Pittsburgh. She saw it for the first time when she was driving south from Erie.
And I came over this horizon and this, like, whole city kind of rose out in front of me.
The $14 billion Beaver County facility opened in 2022, and the state of Pennsylvania was thrilled. They'd offer Shell more than $1 billion in tax breaks to bring the project to their state.
Whoa, what does this factory do?
It makes tiny little plastic pellets known as nurdles.
These little 3-millimeter balls of plastic, like clear white lentils.
Those lentils are the building blocks that make up every single plastic product you can think of. Everything from plastic bottles to packaging.
So why did Shell and the state put so much money into a factory that makes plastic pellets?
Sherry says fossil fuel companies are still marketing oil and gas as fuel sources. But as the country shifts towards renewable energy, the industry is relying on plastics as a backup plan. And Pennsylvania is the perfect place for this project.
Why is that?
This is where we get back to the connection between oil and gas and plastics. Pennsylvania produces a lot more energy than it needs, mostly because it harvests natural gas from fracking.
That's where companies shoot water deep into the ground to release methane from rock formations, right?
Exactly. Here's the thing. About half of all the fracking going on in Pennsylvania is targeting younger rock formations.
When you frack younger rock, the fuel that you get has more ethane and propane in it than the fuel from older reserves.
And why is that a big deal?
Sherry says ethane and propane aren't the best ingredients for making fuels like gasoline. They actually serve a different purpose.
Because of the mixture of what's coming out in this gas, this is considered better to be used as a starting material for making plastics.
Oh, I'm beginning to see the connection here. And they're using that starting material at the plant in Pennsylvania?
Yep. Remember, that's what the Beaver County plant does.
It's called a cracker plant, and not crackers like you eat, but to crack a molecule.
The plant starts with ethane and cracks it into polyethylene, which is what those nurdles we talked about earlier are made of.
Ethane to ethene to polyethylene is the process that whole facility is aimed to do. That's all it does.
And the use of oil for plastics is only expected to grow. The International Energy Agency predicts that plastics will account for nearly half of the increase in demand for oil over the next 2 decades.
That's a larger share than the predicted demand from trucks, aviation, and shipping.
But still, Sherry says most people have no idea about the link between oil and plastics.
If you saw that plastic bottle as being connected to an oil rig, you know, you'd be like, ew, I don't want to put my mouth on that.
And even if the jury is still out on just how harmful plastics are when they get into our bodies, researchers like Sherry say we still need to pay attention to where these products come from.
Got it. Thanks, Yannick and Leo. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, Ocean State Media, and WBRU.